This is Ozarks at Large. Next month, the Arkansas Arts Council will bring the 2019 edition of Arts Links to downtown Fayetteville. The conference is about the creation of art and the creation of place and carries the subtitle this year of Live, Work, Art. Topics discussed October 6th through the 8th include building creative alliances and saving rural America with arts. Among the speakers, Steve Clark from Fort Smith, discussing how the Unexpected Festival has thrived there, and Andy Vick, the executive director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, delivering the keynote address. Last month, we reached Patrick Ralston, the director of the Arkansas Arts Council, and Jess Anthony, Grants Program Manager of the Council, to learn just a bit more about the conference. Ralston says the upcoming conference will be the first to be held since a merger of several different agencies that might allow for natural attractions and the arts to be more closely linked, since Arkansas Arts Council is now part of a larger umbrella unit.
Which has just recently combined to become the Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, and that includes divisions, agencies such as tourism, our state parks, our Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission, and of course us, the Arkansas Arts Council. And we all work together. We're all part of the same effort to preserve both our natural heritage, and our cultural heritage, and our artistic heritage. And certainly all of that together forms a large part of the economy in Arkansas.
Jess Anthony, who has helped organize the programming for the conference, says the idea of art and community working together will be a strong component this year. He says Alan Lord, director of the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale, will discuss a traditional Marshallese canoe building project that took place at the museum. He says it's projects like these that help expand the notion of what art is and what art can accomplish.
We wanted to look at other places around the state. In addition to that, we're looking at the sort of the Delta trailways that we're trying to develop in the east part of the state. We're looking at a project that's working in Main Street, Siloam Springs, working with the sculpture department at the university. So we're trying to get a whole picture of various sort of innovative activities that are happening around Arkansas, in addition to really exciting things happening up in Fayetteville area.
Both men say it's an encouraging time for the arts in Arkansas. Funding for a variety of projects, artists, and outreach is up. And they say the conference in Northwest Arkansas will allow a peek into an art laboratory that's developing on a large scale in Northwest Arkansas. They say the Walton Family Foundation collaboration with the Mid-America Arts Alliance, called Artist 360, is a prime example.
Which is a kind of a professional development program and grants for artists in Northwest Arkansas. Of course, the Art Space program is also meant to create livable environments for artists to continue to contribute to the economy there. And those are things that's a lesson that's already been transplanted to Little Rock with ArtSpace working with the Wingate Foundation and the Arts Council down here. And there are plenty of lessons that have been learned in Northwest Arkansas that can be shared. And there, frankly, there are other lessons in places like El Dorado that can be translated to the Delta and to Northwest Arkansas.
And people are spending money on arts and culture in Arkansas, too. Jess Anthony, Grants Program Manager at the Arkansas Arts Council, says an investment by the council of $1.3 million in grants can bring a big return to many communities.
We see old arts and culture organizations like the Walton Arts Center and Trike Theater, just organizations like that, pumping back $55 million into the economy, and that's just in FY18. Their audiences wind up spending as much as $70 million in 1 year, and that's spent in your community. And we see $125 million in total arts industry expenditures for FY18.
And one of the major reasons to hold an annual statewide gathering for people involved in arts and culture, artists, fundraisers, administrators, and others, is to create a possible snowball effect.
Even when it's a collection of people from very different disciplines, whether it's music or visual arts or literature, creators, building things, I have a rather expansive view of what our creative economy is, and I think when you get people like that together, resources are identified and ideas start forming, and it's never a bad thing when you get artists and people who are interested in the arts in the room together.
The Arts Link Conference is scheduled for October 6th through the 8th at the Graduate Hotel in downtown Fayetteville. You can find out more at arkansasarts.org.